This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Waiting for a vote. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Friday, November 19th. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
The House is scheduled to vote today on a massive social spending and climate bill. Meanwhile, it faces an uncertain future in the Senate.
Closing arguments are set for Monday in the Ahmaud Arbery case in Georgia. Meanwhile, no verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Wisconsin.
A bipartisan coalition of eight states investigating how Instagram attracts and affects young people, possibly in violation of consumer protection laws.
And you've heard Americans are quitting their jobs in record numbers, but what industries are we seeing the most activity in?
Certainly, we're seeing really high turnover in industries like retail, food service, tourism, and hospitality. Those are industries that tend to have high turnover anyway, but it is still elevated beyond typical rates.
Catherine Dill at the Wall Street Journal looks at new data on who's leaving what jobs. The House appears set to pass a nearly $2 trillion social spending package today. Democrats initially hoped to pass the bill last night, but an hours-long speech by House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy prompted Democrats to postpone the vote.
Never in American history will so many taxes be raised and so much borrowing be needed to pay for all this reckless spending.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
U.S. workers will see the establishment of the first ever national paid family and medical leave guarantee. People will see the largest expansion of health care coverage since the Affordable Care Act was passed nearly a decade ago.
Meanwhile, as Democrats have argued, the bill pays for itself. The Congressional Budget Office says it does not. The CBO found that the bill would contribute $367 billion to the deficit over 10 years, although Democrats have argued that the revenue not captured in the CBO calculations shows that the bill is more than fully paid for. Four people have been found dead inside a car in what police say are apparent murder-suicides involving two ex-Maryland law enforcement officers and two children. Authorities identified Robert Vicosa of Baltimore as one of the four deceased. They say he attacked his estranged wife over the weekend and took the couple's 6- and 7-year-old daughters. Mr. Vicosa was an officer with the Baltimore County Police Department, but 3 months ago he was let go after numerous reprimands. Investigators say Mr. Vicosa carjacked and kidnapped a driver Wednesday afternoon. Maryland State Police spokeswoman Elena Russo.
Pennsylvania State Police were attempting a traffic stop on a car that matched the description of a suspect vehicle involved in an incident in Baltimore County.
Police say Mr. Vicosa had a handgun and was accompanied by two young girls and Baltimore County Police Sergeant Tia Bynum. Ms. Bynum was also found deceased in the car. All four occupants appear to have suffered gunshot wounds. Defense attorneys have rested their case in the Ahmaud Arbery trial. Meanwhile, the accused shooter yesterday testified that Mr. Arbery did not threaten him in any way before he pointed his shotgun at the 25-year-old. Closing arguments are now set for Monday, setting up the possibility of verdicts before Thanksgiving for the three men charged with murder in Mr. Arbery's death. Under cross-examination by the prosecution, Travis McMichael said that Mr. Arbery had not shown a weapon or spoken to him at all before Mr. McMichael raised his shotgun, but Mr. McMichael said he was under the impression that Mr. Arbery could be a threat.
I was not wanting him to come to charge me, to attack me, which I was assuming was happening. Yes, that's exactly what I was doing.
So him running down this road, being pursued by Mr. Bryan's truck, is him attacking you.
Separately, the jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse case will begin a fourth day of deliberations today in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Also, the judge in that case said a producer for MSNBC had followed a bus carrying jurors. He's now banned anyone affiliated with the cable network. It's 11 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Black Friday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business, plus get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. Among those waiting to see how the Congressional Budget Office scored the nearly $2 trillion Build Back Better program is Congressman Kurt Schrader, Democrat from Oregon. He's with us now. Congressman, are there items in the bill you don't like?
Well, there's always things. Every member of Congress represent, hopefully, our districts. And some of these issues are really important, like the child care piece to get people back to work and, you know, the ACA complement to make sure the entire middle class has got access to affordable health care and, you know, pushing the climate change issue further than the infrastructure package. It was a great stride in that direction, but we could do a little better. Those are the big ones for me. The others, I think the housing's important too, but there's a lot of other stuff in there that seems not quite as important. But that's my opinion. My colleagues, different parts of the country, those things that I do not think is quite as important, they probably think are really important. So it's legislation is a give and take process, and that's why we ended up with the BBB program we have right now.
We're speaking with Oregon Democratic Congressman Kurt Schrader. There are some who say the president at this point might be overreaching and that he might quit while he's ahead with infrastructure. How do you respond to that?
Well, infrastructure is huge. I mean, that was a wonderful bipartisan effort. Shows that we can govern despite our differences. It's going to be universally appealing to every single corner of this country, regardless of demographic or geography. I mean, the transportation piece, the water piece, the broadband piece, the energy resiliency, and that brings us all together. This other bill is going to be more controversial, but there are some key elements in here, as I said, that I certainly can get behind in a big way, and I think there's others too. And the good news is for the American people, we've been able to trim it down to a much more targeted effort that goes after things in a much more surgical way, which is what the American people want, to make sure we continue to control the amount of spending coming out of D.C. now that we're hopefully getting on out of COVID and unemployment rates are low. Businesses can start to pick up the slack if we give them the additional tools to do so. And that's a frame through which I look at this BBB. How can we continue to come out of COVID and make sure that people can get back on the job and make sure they have health care, feel comfortable enough to go back to work? And that's what we're trying to do here. And I think that's honest difference of opinion between us and others out there. But it's all paid for, and that makes a huge difference for me also. When it first came out, Gordon, it was just absurd the amount of extra government spending. We're already overheated a little bit with inflation as it is. If we were to go down that route, it would be catastrophic, in my opinion. So I really appreciate the fact that, a number of the members have driven the discussion, not just leadership, but members have driven the discussion into a realm that is actually realistic, again, is targeted to those who need the most help and would do the best job to bring our country out of COVID.
Finish up, if you would. Critics obviously say that this is more nanny state stuff, government trying to control us from the cradle to the grave. How do you respond to something like that?
Well, we're not doing Bernie Sanders' proposal. You know, we're being much more thoughtful, much more targeted. I think that, again, the child care is critical to getting women back to work. They've not come back to work in the same proportion as men. I think that's a huge issue. When I talk to folks in my district in Oregon, the healthcare coverage piece is a big concern for a lot of folks. I'm very pleased about the prescription drug policy. That's going to be a huge, huge cost saver to millions and millions of Americans, particularly our seniors. I work really hard with Scott Peters to come out with a prescription drug reduction, cost reduction program that would actually pass the Senate. We have that. That's going to be a lifesaver to seniors, reducing their out-of-pocket costs to just $2,000 a year that they can spread out those payments and limit the price increases to drugs already in the market to the price of inflation. This is revolutionary. This is transformative stuff since Medicare Part D was first put together. So this is a really good piece of this bill and strongly, strongly supported.
Oregon Congressman Kurt Schrader. Again, a vote in the House today on the Build Back Better program will happen after 8 this morning. It's not clear what then would happen to the bill once it reaches the Senate. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The House is moving toward a vote on President Biden's social safety net and climate plan this morning after a key analysis said it would slightly add to budget deficits over a decade. Following the release of the Congressional Budget Office estimate, House Democrats teed up a final vote on the legislation this morning. They intended to pass the bill last night, but delayed the vote as House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spent hours on the floor criticizing it.
Every page of this new Washington spending supports more waste, more fraud, more abuse, and more corruption.
The legislation aims to make child care more affordable, speed up the transition to green energy, and expand Medicare and Medicaid.
Number two.
Defense attorneys have rested their case in the Ahmaud Arbery trial after calling just 7 witnesses, including the shooter, Travis McMichael, who testified that Arbery did not threaten him in any way before he pointed his shotgun at the 25-year-old black man.
You said, "Hell, I'm getting that way."
I did say that.
She said, "Have to make an example out of somebody." You said, "That's right. Hope y'all catch the vermin," correct?
I did.
Closing arguments scheduled for Monday.
Number three.
New videos reveal that a Chinese-American teenager who was fatally shot by Pennsylvania State Police last year had his hands in the air when troopers opened fire, prompting calls for an independent investigation. The video, obtained by Spotlight PA and NBC News through a subpoena, show the final moments of Christian Hall's life on December 30th, 2020. The 19-year-old had his hands above his head for 14 seconds when he was shot. A scientist known for investigating viral origins has reconstructed the first known weeks of the COVID-19 pandemic, adding to a growing body of evidence that the virus behind it jumped from infected animals to humans rather than emerging from lab research. Michael Worraby of the University of Arizona concludes a wholesale seafood market in Wuhan is very likely to be the site of the origin of the pandemic. Sold to the highest bidder, the Constitution of the United States, an exceptionally rare first edition copy of the U.S. Constitution, was auctioned for a stunning $43.2 million at Sotheby's in New York last night. The winning bid was more than double the presale estimate and by far a record for any document ever sold.
What do you do with that?
I don't know.
Stash it in your vault, right?
Put it in your living room.
You don't display that, do you?
I don't know.
Jeez. Isn't fine print annoying? Every big wireless provider has it. That's where they always hide the catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, I thought, what's the catch? Turns out there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. No retail stores means no crazy overhead costs that sneak onto your bill as mystery fees. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone and keep your same number with all your existing contacts. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile's 7-day money-back guarantee has you covered. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, visit mintmobile.com/Gordon. That's mintmobile.com/Gordon. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Gordon. Thanks for being with us. American workers' stampede toward the exits has not let up. New data puts a finer point on who exactly is leaving jobs these days. Catherine Dill, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, has been looking through the research. Catherine, what are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing, you know, this continued wave of resignations. 4.4 million workers resigned from 4.4 million jobs in September, according to the Labor Department, which is the greatest number of so-called quits since the Labor Department started collecting this data. And so there's a few surveys, a few other pieces of data that give us a better picture of who exactly these workers are. And it seems that it's high concentrations of low-wage workers, women outside the management ranks, employees of color, and workers lower down in the organizational food chain who are more likely to be eyeing the exits.
Any reason why, Catherine?
You know, it sort of depends on the group of workers. I mean, certainly we're seeing really high turnover in industries like retail, food service, tourism, and hospitality. Those are industries that tend to have high turnover anyway, but it is still elevated beyond typical rates. And, you know, there's a few reasons for that. I mean, those industries were hit really hard by the pandemic. Fewer workers have come back. They've been saddled with enormous workloads. They often earn low wages. And jumping around gives them, you know, just a little bit of uncommon leverage to try and get a better deal on some of those fronts.
And there still seems to be a fairly high percentage of people who are open to quitting in the future.
Yes. Much of this data was collected about workers who are thinking about quitting their jobs, which is something that Mercer, the consulting firm, measures regularly. And it's usually right around 28%. So about 3 in 10 people at any given time are thinking about quitting their jobs. And that's where it is right now. But we do see that when you break it down into these groups, those numbers go way up. So for example, you know, about 35% of Black employees, 40% of Asian employees are considering leaving, when historically those numbers are, you know, just under about 30%, and that's compared to 26% of their white counterparts.
Hmm. We're speaking with Catherine Dill, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called "Who's Quitting Their Jobs? New Data Shows Some Workers Are More Likely Than Others." How about the example you gave of this woman, Nakisha Hicks from the Nashville Symphony? Explain what she went through.
Yes. So Nakisha was the vice president of HR at the Nashville Symphony. And that was a job that, you know, she had been promoted into rather quickly after starting work there in a different role at the end of 2019. And so, of course, she ended up managing, through the beginning of the pandemic, the organization's employee strategy. She ended up, you know, having to furlough 85% of staff. I mean, that's a big job and huge responsibility. And so during the pandemic, she was sort of reevaluating her career anyway, but also she had started a career coaching business on the side that was just blossoming.
Catherine Dill, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Some people treat investing like a game, but not Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Their digitally managed portfolios are backed by over 150 years of financial experience. So play games with your money or put it to work with a digitally managed portfolio from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Go to Marcus.com to learn more. Brokerage and advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member SIPC. Investments involve risk and may lose value.
The top national stories with the context to make sense of it all. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday, November 19. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. The House will vote today on a massive tax and spend plan. No verdict yet in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Wisconsin. States investigating how Instagram affects young people. Oklahoma's governor commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones to life without parole hours before a scheduled execution. The case has drawn doubts. Another record high close for the S&P 500. Patriots over the Falcons in Thursday night football, and how a Vietnam vet was finally recognized for his service after 50 years. That story in about 20 minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by Capital One. Getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit is another reason banking with Capital One is one of the easiest decisions ever. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A., member FDIC. Nurses are winning raises worth thousands of dollars a year from hospitals, the latest employer reckoning with a tight labor market. For example, HCA Healthcare, one of the nation's largest hospital chains, increased nurse pay this year to handle heavy COVID-19 pandemic caseloads and keep pace with rivals. Insight from Melanie Evans, hospital reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Melanie, what's trending?
Having talked to nurses through the pandemic and talked to people who are trying to hire nurses, they are in extraordinary demand. And it's not just the additional need for medical care created by the pandemic It's also been, particularly this year, a lot of people who are returning for medical care or who had postponed surgeries or seeking treatment during the uncertainty of the pandemic who are now coming back to hospitals. And so there is kind of a dual demand that really makes nurses extraordinarily important.
Yeah. Boy, there was one woman, it's toward the end of your story, who basically said, everybody and anybody wants you. Like if you've yes. thrown that up on LinkedIn, right, your phone is ringing off the hook.
That's exactly what happened to her. She notified possible employers on LinkedIn that she was in the job market and received, quite a bit of interest from recruiters, including travel agencies who essentially hire nurses to kind of go where they are needed across the country. They are booming right now.
Wow.
And those travel agencies actually just found her phone number. She doesn't know how, and just cold called her out of the blue to see if she would be willing to work for them.
Wow. The other thing, if I recall correctly in your story, there were some nurses kind of resigning from full-time jobs and making more money by hopping between temporary jobs.
This has been, this has absolutely been the case in the pandemic. So part of the reason hospitals are struggling with turnover and have jobs they can't fill is that in the pandemic, there was, as different parts of the country saw COVID cases really surge, these travel agencies filled the need for a larger number of nurses. Nurses get premium pay for working under those types of conditions, and they also have a lot more flexibility in scheduling. And so that has continued even as some of that kind of market continues to exist, even as some of the COVID hospitalizations have, ebbed slightly after the summer surge.
Yeah. We're speaking with Melanie Evans, hospital reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her piece is called Nurse Salaries Rise as Demand for Their Services Soars During COVID Pandemic. I think there was one, too, who said in your story, we're even seeing faster career advancement.
Yes. So in this case, hospitals are hiring new graduates in greater numbers. So nurses coming out of school, and what they're doing, hospitals have built programs to transition nurses into the workplace. And they provide extra support and education. And in this case, what they're doing is they're expanding programs to train nurses with less experience in specialty areas. In other job markets, in other years, when there's less demand and there are more experienced nurses available to be hired, mm-hmm. hospitals didn't have to do that as much because they could just hire somebody with the experience.
What does this mean for hospitals, kind of broadly speaking, maybe from a revenue standpoint, because as you said, they're tight on margins already, many of them.
Yeah. So labor is a significant expense for any hospital. If you think about what happens in a hospital, it's the care that you get from doctors and nurses are a huge component of a hospital's workforce.
Thanks, Melanie. Melanie Evans, hospital reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, the mic drop. Guys, the days of wearing uncomfortable business attire are over, but that's a good thing. You don't have to sacrifice style for comfort thanks to Cuts Clothing. I love their stuff. I've worn my Cuts shirts with pretty much anything from shorts and sandals to suit jackets. They've stayed soft and comfortable, and they look great. They've got an exclusive collection perfect for any occasion or season. Polos, bomber jackets, joggers, and more. There's never been a better time to try Cuts Clothing. They're kicking off the holiday sale season early with 30% off site-wide now through December 3rd. And you want to order early this year. Shipageddon 2021 is coming. In preparation, Cuts
is starting their sale season early for you with 30% off site-wide starting November 9th, so you can have worry-free holiday shopping. Head over to cutsclothing.com today to get 30% off site-wide through December 3rd and upgrade your wardrobe with their world-famous shirts, joggers, or their all-new outerwear. That's C-U-T-S, cutsclothing.com.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for being with us. Should I call this Saturday Eve? Because there are some listeners complaining that they didn't hear Friday Eve yesterday. Well, clearly I said Friday Eve.
Of course you did.
Have to say it louder?
You haven't missed a Friday Eve in I don't know how many years now.
Right, and you would know because you hate it, so you pay attention to that stuff. It's Saturday Eve, okay?
Look, Friday doesn't need any embellishment, well, yeah, all right? Thursday enough. Definitely needs help, but Friday doesn't need any help.
Fair enough. Time now for the Mic Drop. Here's this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it was a rematch of Super Bowl 51 last night for Thursday Night Football, ending with the same result, the Patriots beating the Falcons. In anticipation of the matchup, fans and the media couldn't resist dredging up 28-3 again, the infamous score that the Falcons were leading the Patriots by in that Super Bowl before New England's miraculous comeback. It also didn't help that the entire universe seemed to be in on the joke. If you were up late last night or before dawn this morning, you may have gotten a glimpse of the lunar eclipse, the longest partial eclipse in nearly 600 years. So how long was this once-in-a-lifetime event supposed to last? 3 hours and 28 minutes. This prompted all kinds of jokes online, mostly about how God and Mother Nature are now in on the joke, a joke which Falcons fans will apparently never be able to fully escape.
Oh, no, that one will be around a while. Yeah. Falcons, are gonna, yeah, for at least a generation.
I mean, we're going on, what, 4 or 5 years now at this point? So, yeah. It shows no signs of slowing down, let's put it that way.
I mean, you think of the children, perhaps, at the influential age of, I don't know, when can you really appreciate a Super Bowl of your team at the age of 8, 9, 10,
something,
right?
Something like that,
those
sure.
Those kids have 50 years of suffering they're up for, unless the Falcons go on some, you know, I don't know, 6-game Super Bowl win streak or something like that. Right, well, that would help.
Judging by last night, they're a little bit far away from that.
They're a ways away.
They may need some help.
Speaking of which, you referenced the partial lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
Did you notice it this morning?
I completely forgot about it.
I know that was a setup. I know you didn't. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. It takes a lot. I need to have like 12 reminders on my phone to remind me to do anything other than drink coffee and drive the car. There's really nothing else I can do unless I'm reminded repeatedly, bashed over the head about it.
A nearly 600-year event.
Yes.
And you fail to look up into the skies.
Look, too busy
and
drinking,
see the partial
drinking
eclipse.
My coffee, driving the car. That's all I can handle this time of the morning.
Okay.
And we're all familiar with the concept of an all-you-can-eat restaurant, but as it turns out, it's still possible to wear out your welcome at an establishment like that. According to the BBC, a Chinese man says he was blacklisted from a grill buffet restaurant for eating too much. He says he ate 3.3 pounds of pork trotters, or pig's feet, on his first visit, then over 8 pounds of prawns on his second visit.
Oh, man.
The man, not only is Mr. Kang, says he's been banned and that the restaurant is discriminatory. The restaurant countered by saying that they're losing money on Mr. Kang's binge eating. It probably doesn't help that Mr. Kang live streams all of his feasts, possibly encouraging others to gorge themselves in the same way. Last year, the Chinese government started cracking down on eating influencers, and such videos may be banned altogether in the country over what the Chinese president calls fighting the food waste.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't appear from Mr. Kang's appearance that he's wasting any food.
I mean, he is eating it all, but I guess at the same time, he doesn't need that much food. Nobody needs that much food, and we are sort of wasting a little bit of food by doing that.
All right, well,
that's the argument.
It's the others, I guess, that are wasting it.
Right.
They're trying to do what he does and leaving stuff on their plate, I would imagine.
You know, professional food eaters, perhaps. There's, you know, there's not the best situation.
8 pounds of prawns. You go, Mr. Kang. 13 minutes in front of the hour. In the last year plus, you may have seen yourself more in video meetings than in the mirror. That beard that looked okay on a webcam, well, it got out of hand, didn't it? So as long as you're resetting your look, reset the way you shave with something better, Harry's. If you don't know about Harry's, it's time to find out. Harry's was founded to be different from the big companies. They wanted to prove you didn't need to decide between a great shave and a fair price, so they give you both. I'm amazed every time at how close my shave is. My blades stay amazingly sharp for days. High quality for a low price. Exactly what they set out to do when they founded Harry's. And I think you'll feel the same way. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Visit Harry's.com.
Mattress.com/deal to get their starter set for just $3. It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed, so you've got nothing to lose. Harrys.com/deal to get this special offer for the starter set. HARRYS. Harrys.com/deal. Thanks for being with us. Whether you're traveling within the U.S. or to a foreign country, you should take extra precautions to stay safe. If you're out of practice, NerdWallet put together tips to help you reduce your risk so you can enjoy your vacation and avoid trouble as much as possible. Number one, digitize important documents. Leave unnecessary items at home like your social security card and make copies of everything else you would need in an emergency like prescriptions, a backup credit card, and your passport. Take a picture and upload them to a secure folder on the web. Number two, minimize how much cash you carry. Number three, look less like a tourist. Keeping maps hidden can help you blend in. Also, familiarize yourself with the city and your route before leaving a hotel. If you do need to look up directions, consider stepping into a store or a cafe to do so if you're going to be a couple of minutes rather than staying outside. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy unleashed a long, rambling, and vitriolic speech last night, seizing control of the House floor and preempting passage of President Biden's domestic policy bill. McCarthy carried on for hours as Thursday night became Friday morning.
Every page of all this new Washington spending will be paid for or borrowed from you, the American hardworking taxpayer.
House Democrats aimed to pass the measure last night, but have now delayed the vote until later this morning.
Number two.
The judge overseeing Kyle Rittenhouse's trial has banned MSNBC from the courthouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after a freelance producer working for the network was accused of following a bus carrying jurors. Jurors are slated to return for a fourth day of deliberations today.
Number three.
Oklahoma's governor has spared the life of Julius Jones just hours before his scheduled execution that had drawn widespread outcry and protests over doubts about his guilt in the slaying of a businessman more than 20 years ago. Governor Kevin Stitt commuted the 41-year-old Jones's death sentence to life imprisonment. He had been scheduled for execution at 4 p.m. yesterday. Stitt made the announcement at noon. A surge in COVID cases in the upper Midwest has some Michigan schools keeping students at home ahead of Thanksgiving, and the military sending medical teams to Minnesota to relieve hospital staffs overwhelmed by COVID patients. The worsening outlook in the Midwest comes as booster shots are being made available to everyone in a growing number of locations. Massachusetts and Utah became the latest to say anyone 18 or older can roll up a sleeve for a booster shot. An advisory committee for the CDC is meeting today to discuss expanding boosters to all adults. The most reliable automaker, Consumer Reports, says it's Lexus, followed by Mazda and Toyota, while Jeep, Tesla, and Lincoln were at the bottom of the list. The report focuses on what went wrong with owners' cars in the last 12 months and uses that data to predict how reliable the forthcoming models from major automakers will be. Toyota's luxury Lexus brand reclaimed its top spot, while domestic brands such as Chrysler, Chevrolet, and Ford had average reliability. Ram, GMC, and Jeep were below average.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Jen. Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Black Friday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A Vietnam War veteran, stripped of his dog tags and uniform after returning home from battle roughly 50 years ago, finally had his honor restored earlier this month. John Spencer Jr., who's now 73, was seen dabbing his eyes with a napkin during a Purple Heart ceremony at the University of North Carolina School of Law. Big moment for the vet, who was finally being awarded a Purple Heart, the Combat Infantryman Badge, and the Republic of Vietnam Gallantry Cross for his sacrifice and service. The UNC School of Law says its Military and Veterans Law Clinic fought to restore Mr. Spencer's veteran status after it says it was unfairly taken from him roughly five decades ago. The Pro Bono Clinic provides legal support to former service members seeking an upgrade or correction to their military discharge status. After hearing Mr. Spencer's story, the students decided to take on his case. This opens the door, by the way, to potentially life-saving veterans' benefits. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.